Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back in. It's the Zach Yelp Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We welcome in the former defensive coordinator of the Miami Hurricanes, now the new head football coach at Temple University, and that's Manny Diaz, who's kind enough to join us on CBS Sports Radio. Manny, congratulations, and how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's been a great day, and just really soaking it all in.
Well, let me start you off with the fun one, and I know you're from the Miami area, and you just had a nice little run as the defensive coordinator of the Hurricanes, but when I think of Miami, I get away from the football. I do think about some of the food that they do have down on South Beach. And an area that I love is, of course, a restaurant called Joe's Stone Crabs. Excited to be here at Temple and in Philadelphia, where we have a lot of good food. But I have to imagine it's a little bittersweet leaving Joe's Stone Crabs and having to put the Stone Crabs on the side for a little bit.
Yeah, you know, when you live there, you don't go to Joe's all that often. It's not like we all reconvene there once a week to have Stone Crab. But it's hard to think about anything other than just how excited, you know, me and my family are to come up here and get going, you know, and to get to, you know, Miami is a big, vibrant city. So is Philadelphia. The University of Miami really is a city that's connected to the people of Miami. Temple is the same way with Philadelphia. So being able to kind of, you know, hop right in and get going is really the main focal point right now.
This was a job in Temple that for years and years and years was synonymous with losing. And they've had some really rough seasons. In 2005, no wins. And then other seasons where it'd be one win, two wins, three wins. There wasn't a whole lot of success, but from 2009 and on, this is a program that has a record of 73-53 with a few coaches and Adazio. You also had Golden that started it, Matt Rhule, and then recently Jeff Collins. From afar, just what is the perception and what did you think about this program?
Well, what you've seen is, you know, what leadership is. Leadership is someone going somewhere and saying, I think we can do something that's not been done. And, you know, and the efforts of the coaches, not just the head coaches, you know, Golden, Adazio, and Rhule and Collins, but all the assistant coaches, and more importantly than anybody, all the players that have come through here and at some point said, I don't think we have to be this way anymore. Because it's a decision. It's a choice. Now, it's a choice that has to have an action that follows it in terms of the way you work and the way you do everything. And then once you recognize that what you thought couldn't be done can be done, then you start to wonder, you start to look around and say, what else have I sold myself short on? What else? What are the things in life that I say, you know what? I never thought I could do that, but I wonder if I can now because I've done this. So to me, that's where this program has changed, because there's a different mentality and mindset now, instead of saying, I guess we can not do that, to watch this.
What have these last 48 to 72 hours been like for you, not only professionally, but also your family, telling your family, we're leaving Miami and now we're coming to Philadelphia with a great opportunity with Temple?
Everybody says it's a whirlwind, but it is a whirlwind. I mean, it's like being in a washer machine. I mean, it's just you're chumming along, and then you get caught up in this thing. You lose sense. Honestly, goodness, you lose sense of time. I mean, it just, you don't even know what day it is anymore. Because minutes turn into hours and hours seem to turn into days. It's hard on the families. You know, coaches are not robots, and not just the head coach. It's hard on assistant coaches. You know, you're displanting people, and, you know, kids having to, you know, find new schools and find new friends. That, you know, that's never going to be fun. But I've got a great family. I've got a great wife. It has to be a team effort. You know, if you're going to be successful, it has to be a team effort. And they know, they're excited not just to come to Temple, but to come to Philadelphia and get into a great school here in this area and be a part of this community.
Pat Kraft, the athletic director of Temple University, made mention of it in the press conference that something happened with your flight on the way to the job interview. What happened when you were trying to interview for the job with the Temple Owls? You had a little bit of a flight problem.
Yeah, so the major snowstorm was going through North Carolina, and I was connecting in Raleigh on the way to Philly, and we're about 20 minutes, 15 minutes from landing in Raleigh, and the guy gets on and says, Raleigh Airport just closed. We got to divert to Dulles. So, okay. So we land at Dulles, and I get a notification from the airline saying, guess what? You'll be in Philly at 9 p.m. Well, I didn't need to be in Philly at 9 p.m. I need to be in Philly mid-afternoon. So, you know, we're football coaches. What do? We audible at the line of scrimmage, you know. So we made a check, you know, got on the phone, rented a car, walked off the airplane, headed out, just walked out of the airport into a rental car and just and took a scenic route up to Philadelphia.
Talking to Manny Diaz, the new head football coach at Temple University. It's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We know what your background is as a defensive coordinator and also as a member on a few different defensive staffs. Now being the head coach, how do you delegate, and what do you think the biggest challenge is of now becoming a head coach and no longer just a defensive coordinator?
Yeah, you have to find a great staff. And a great staff is not, you know, hiring a staff is not fantasy football. It's not, hey, here's the best quarterback coach, here's the best running back coach, here's the best tight ends coach. It's about finding 10 guys that can work together. 10 guys that see the game the same way, 10 guys that can get into an alignment, because when you have that alignment, that's when the whole thing works. If you don't, if you have, you know, people that don't necessarily believe in the same things or the same methods, there's so many ways to win in football, but you have to believe in one way. And when everybody believes that way, then the players, they take heart because they know that there's a consistency in message. So to find those right guys and to really be able to vet them out and make sure that they have the same core beliefs that I have will be the number one thing after we take care of recruiting.
We know what your core values are: passion, commitment to excellence, and then also integrity and having some fun as well. With the fun element, we know that the turnover chain, from what you said, is not going to be coming to Philadelphia. It's going to stay in Miami, but you're going to find something else to have a little bit of fun with, to connect with your players. In regards to connecting with your players and then also with your staff, just what does the ideal Manny Diaz program look like as we get excited for the next chapter of Temple football?
Well, first and foremost, the fun part, I want someone to come watch us play. You know, like if I don't go, if I don't sit in the stands, like, I'm missing out, because this is fun to watch. I'm watching guys that have a spirit about them that is just contagious, you know, and it's just fun to be around. It's fun to be a fan of this team. So that gets to not just the style of play and the schematic style of play, but just the joy that our guys have while they're on the sideline, the joy that the guys have while we're on the field. So I think that's the main thing in terms of how we play and how we operate, and being a team that, if I was paying my hard-earned to sit in the stands, would I want to watch them play?
Throughout this journey, just what did you learn, especially at that stop at Texas where you had a very successful year number one, but then year number two, not so much, and then in year number three, you ultimately lost your job. What did the experience at Texas teach you to become the man that you are today, sitting in front of us as the head football coach of Temple?
You see all the different things that you have to have. You have to have toughness in your football team, and if you don't have toughness, you have to find out why. You know, so you dust for fingerprints and you try to figure out, you know, where did this happen, and how did this, was is this recruiting thing, is this a weight room thing, is this a cultural thing, and generally speaking, it's never one thing. If it was one thing, you know, it'd be easy to fix, right? Usually there's multiple things at play, but what it does is this: it says, okay, if you ever have a chance to do it again, if you ever have a chance to set a culture again and be a coordinator again, what do you have to have? Let's really sharpen our philosophy. Let's really sharpen what we, you know, what our core values are as a defense. And I was blessed to be able to go to Louisiana Tech, was able to hire some guys on the staff, and instantly made a massive impact to that team. Played great defense that year, and really ever since, that same formula, you know, whether through Mississippi State or through Miami, brought great success. Now you have the opportunity to spread it to an entire football team. You know, the things that you have to have and the things that you know when. I mean, football it changes, but at the same time, it doesn't change. And you got to make sure you get the things that have been stood the test of time of what wins versus what loses.
Talking to Manny Diaz, we all know how big recruiting is and having a successful program. Take me inside a living room. Let's pretend I'm a recruit. How do you get me to come to Temple University and play for you?
Well, number one, Temple University. You know, I mean, you heard in the press conference today all the great accomplishments, you know, the 40-some-odd different majors and all the different things that our guys can get to. You're not just getting a piece of paper. You're not just getting a degree. You're getting an education. You're getting something that you can use. You're becoming a part of a community that's going to look after you for the rest of your life. Okay, so this is not just something that you're going to play football here and then go off on your own whenever your football career ends. This is something that the people, the impact, the alumni that we have at this university is something that can touch you forever for the rest of your life. So when you enter this contract to come to Temple, this is a lifelong contract. This is something that will benefit you every day for the rest of your life. From a football standpoint, if you can find a scheme that's better to play in, tell us, because we'll change. Okay, we're going to put you in the best position to succeed. We're going to have a staff of guys that are going to be after your heart, okay, pushing you every day to become your best. What you thought was your best, it's not even your best. You don't realize that thing goes way higher, okay, and you've been selling yourself short. So we're going to push you to places that you didn't even think you could go, and then we're going to have fun doing it. You know what I mean? We're not gonna take ourselves too seriously. We're gonna have humor. You know what I mean? And we're gonna enjoy our work. And I think that'll all show on the field.
Let's chat a little bit about the conference that you're joining in the American Athletic Conference with the AAC. They've had a lot of success up against the Power Five schools. You see, Houston, they were able to win the conference. Temple was able to win the conference, and they've had some upsets over the years, and really the conference has gained a lot of steam with what we've seen out of UCF going undefeated in back-to-back years. There's always talk about college football playoff expansion, not only for the guys that are looking to get a seat at the big boy table with the Power Five, but even like a school with Georgia and the year that they had this past year, and they weren't in the college football playoff, and Ohio State as well. Just where do you lie on the argument of, in terms of college football playoff expansion and if it should happen or not?
Well, here's our job. Our job is to get in the mix, to push for it, because if a group of five schools continue to push, okay, and continue to kick down that door, sooner or later it's going to happen. Okay, so I don't get a vote on terms of what happens. Sure. So really my vote is irrelevant, but I know what we can do, and all the coaches in this conference, I know what we can all do. We can get our teams to play at a big-time level, and sooner or later that's going to get recognized. Sooner or later, if we're all playing at a big-time level, okay, then big-time ball is big-time ball. And then sooner or later, once the next time things tend to, you know, you think it's going to last forever and, you know, things change and the rules change and the guidelines change and things like that, you want to make sure that your program and your league are poised to take advantage of those changes.
Last one for Manny Diaz, who joins us right now on CBS Sports Radio. It's the Zach Gelb Show. A big topic of conversation over the last few years in college football and college athletics is player safety. As a head football coach, and it's probably changed than what it was 15 years ago for you, how do you still remain aggressive being a football coach, but also make sure that your players are getting taken care of in terms of player safety?
2014 at Louisiana Tech, we changed the way we tackle. The credit goes to Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll put a video out of the rugby shoulder tackle. So now that's been 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. So we've gone 5 years, okay, 5 years of shoulder tackling. We do not tackle with the head. We've taken it out. Our number of injuries to that region of the body have reduced dramatically. The players love it. It's actually a more sound technique. It's actually better for the overall defense anyway. And then when your players know that you're doing anything possible for their well-being and for their health and for their long-term viability, they'll do anything for you. And if there's a safer way of doing something, we'll find a way to do it. We constantly want to challenge ourselves to make sure we are doing everything we can to have our players' best interests at heart.
Coach, best of luck, and thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.